שלום לכולם, ערב שבת קודש, פרשת שמות. I hope everyone is okay. בעזרת השם, we are going to begin this Shabbos a new book, a new חומש, חומש שמות. And also we began this morning, in the midnight, we began another סגר בתוך סגר. And we dive into Hashem, that beside our effort and ishtadlut, Kadosh Baruch Hu will accept our tefillot and our Torah and mitzvot and midot tovot, and together with the chisunim, Bezrat Hashem, we will see the light and the end of the corona. I want to share the same question that I also wrote in the article, but a different answer. And the question that I discussed is the Sefer Shmot. The name of Sefer Shmot, of course, is because it's the first pasuk, Ve'el Shmot Bnei Yisrael, Shmot, names. But we know that also every book, the name of a book, is also the essence of the book. So there is something special about names, and I talk about it a little bit in the article. And I want to be focused in what I wrote in the end of the article, about the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu apparently got name, that very technical name, because it's because the daughter of Paro, that her name according to the Midrash was Bitya, she drew Moshe from the water, and because the action that she drew Moshe from the water, so therefore we call him Moshe, because in Hebrew, to draw is to limshot. And Moshe, from the word meshitiu min ha'mayim, she drew Moshe from the water. And it's very weird, because, like we say, name is the essence. And Moshe Rabbeinu is a leader. He got the Torah. Later on, he will get the Torah to Bnei Israel. He's supposed to have a name that has much deeper essence than a technical action of drawing someone from the water. So you can look at the article, what I wrote about it, and I want to share a different answer. We have to know that when we talk about the action of the daughter of Paro, that she drew Moshe from the water, that action is the action of Gmilut Chasadim. And there is a midrash on our parasha. The midrash says, "Vatikra shmo Moshe, mikan ata lamed." We can learn from that. Matan scharam shegomlei chesed. How much reward Hashem gives to people who are doing Gmilut Chasadim. אף על פי שהרבה שמות היו לו למשה, although Moshe Rabbeinu had 7 or maybe even 10 names, לא נקבע לו שם בתורה. His permanent name in the Torah is כמו שקראתו בת פרו. The name that בת פרו gave him. ואף הקדוש ברוך הוא לא קראו בשם אחר. Even הקדוש ברוך הוא, when he called Moshe later on, he called him Moshe. So this is like the reward that she got because the Gmilut Chasadim that she did. And we learn from that how Gmilut Chasadim is important. But, and I think that we all know that Gmilut Chasadim is important. We say in Masechet Avot, השלושה דברים העולם עומד, the world is based on three things, Torah, Avodah, and Gmilut Chasadim, one of the three things. But I want to emphasize two points about Gmilut Chasadim. The first point is that when we are doing Gmilut Chasadim, we need to try to make the Gmilut Chasadim in a way that the needy person, the poor person, and it doesn't always connect to money. Okay? Sometimes, many times even, we do Chesed by helping someone, not always connected to money. But we have to try to do as much as we can, that when we are doing Gmilut Chasadim, the one that is the needy person will not feel that we are like higher than him, as he or she lower level. We have to let him feel that he is equal to us. This time she needs us. Tomorrow maybe I will need him or her. And even when we are doing the chesed, we can ask him or her, please tell me something, and then she tells us something, we can tell, wow, what do you say? It's a great idea. So it's all what I'm doing here, it's worth in order to hear what you say, or thing like that, or maybe you can help me in something. Oh, thank you so much. I really need your help now. And mazal that I'm here. Although we are doing the chesed, but we really need to feel inside in our heart, and also to express that feeling to the needy person, that we are really equal people. Okay? Just know, I help him, and also he helped me, she helped me, and that's, I think this is a very important point. The second point that I think that we have to pay attention is that chesed is always start with the people that close to us, and our wife, husband, kid, parents. This is the hardest chesed, but this is the highest level of chesed. Again, it's much easier to meet someone for a few minutes, to help him, and to make a chesed with him, even to smile and to be calm, etc. But it's very hard, especially now when we are starting a seger, it's very hard to be together with someone 24/7 and also to behave nice to this person. This is the greater level of chesed. That people that close to us, that live with us, that we have the opportunity to think what they need, how can I help them, how can I think about them. I think this is the very, very high level of chesed. And I want to wish all of us, the Bezrat Hashem, there is a very famous bracha that we say to people who give, who make chesed, that always you will be from the people, from the givers, from the people who give. But I want also to emphasize the point that we also need, I want to wish us to be also from the people that know how to get. Because many times we want to get people around us want to give us chesed. Our wife, husband, kid, they want to give us chesed. And there are people that it's very hard for them to get chesed. And it's also a big chesed to be from the people who knows how to get chesed. Okay? So I wish all of us to be always from the givers, and also in the right places also to be from the people who know to get chesed from the people around us. So Bezrat Hashem, only bracha, hatzlacha, and briyot. Shabbat shalom, and all the best.